The conference is in lecture mode.
Stephanie, are you on yet? Joanne, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know where Steph is. I talked to her a couple of minutes ago. She was at a golf tournament with her daughter, but she was calling in. Let me just see where she
Hello.
Is. Yeah, hi. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Joanne?
Hello.
Hello, my dear. What a blessing.
Thank you. It's good to hear both of you.
I tell you what, we're thrilled to have you tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, mm-hmm. Steph, I think we're right at 7:01, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. We'll go ahead and get started.
Steph. Awesome. Great.
Well, hello and welcome to the Sisters in Faith teleconference. We are so thankful that you ladies have joined us this evening. We are in for a wonderful treat, and we will be blessed. We've got Joanne Condrey here, wonderful recording artist, great mother, wife, just phenomenal minister of the gospel, and she has got something extravagant planned for us, given to her from the Lord. So at this time, if you bow your heads, I always want to get right to it because I know we all need a big blessing. Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for all that you're doing for all the women who've taken time to be on this call. Tonight we're so excited because we're talking about family, and we're thrilled because we are your children. And Lord, I don't know what's going on with the ladies on the call, but you know what's going on with each and every one of us. And for our families, and for our husbands, and for our children, and for our kids, and for whatever is going on with us, Lord, we just want to lift you up and say thank you and help us to make sure that our families are the ones that you want us to be. Make us leaders in our home. And tonight, Lord, give us a word so that we can not only just continue to be steadfast for you, but again, put the families that you've entrusted us with first before ourselves. Lord, we thank you for every heart. We thank you for Joanne and the words she's going to share. It's in Jesus' most precious and holy name we do pray and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone going through, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Also at this time, I want to thank you ladies for being on the call with us for the past, I guess, several weeks now. We started in January, and after Joanne talks tonight, we'll be able to open the call up. You won't be able to talk right at this time because we are in lecture mode, but when she's done, she'll open up the call and be able to take questions if you'd have any. So as you think through as she talks, please jot down those questions, or you can tweet us too. I think Michelle's going to give you the tweeter name that you can tweet something to us for if you have a question, and we'll make sure we try to get to it right away. We're very, very thrilled about the Sisters in Faith Bible, but tonight we've been getting great feedback from you guys that we have issues with our families and we want to know how we can serve the Lord. So with that, I turn it over to Michelle, my great partner, mm-hmm. to introduce Joanne, and then we'll hear a great word from her.
Yeah, let me do a couple of housekeeping things first. Next week is Lakeba Williams, who will be talking about our relationships with others and with each other. And that tweet, our Twitter is at My Sister in Faith. So if you have any questions or if you have any comments as we're going along, we'll be monitoring that Twitter page. So without further ado, I am so excited to introduce Joanne Rosario Condrey. Many of you already know that name. She's internationally known. She's a worship leader. She's an evangelist. She's a songwriter. She's an author, and she's a speaker. And she's both a Stellar Award and a Latin Grammy nominee. She and her husband, Corey Coco Brother, minister through the Condrey Evangelistic Association, and they have an incredible and anointed crusade called Stand, which last year had more than 40,000 attendees. With all of this, she's the mother of two beautiful daughters, and one of them is very brand new. So if you've not visited her Facebook page to see that beautiful little girl, please do. And also, please visit and subscribe to her blog, which she'll give you the more precise information on, but it's Royal Sisterhood, which is just a wonderful partnership with us, and we are so glad to support her. She also has a brand new book, which Stephanie and I have both had the privilege of reading, called Father, Here I Am. You can pick it up at Amazon, or I'm sure she'll give you information as to how to get her website. But it is a wonderful and intimate walk through 40 days. And, you know, if you're on a fast, that's perfect. And if you're not and you just want to get closer to the Lord, this is a wonderful way to do that. So I am so proud and so glad to introduce to you our sister, Joanne Rosario Condrey.
Hey, Michelle, Stephanie, thank you so, so much. Guys, for me, it is an honor and a privilege to be here with you today because I am very aware of the fact that as women, we carry many times the weight of the world on our shoulders, and anybody that's listening to me can truly attest to that. And that's one of the reasons why I was so excited about this project, the Sisters in Faith Bible, which was actually my first opportunity to write just on a national level. And God had spoken to me, and I had started doing the 40-day devotional, and then he connected me with Stephanie and Michelle to be a part of this project. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this Bible. And if you don't have it, you really need to get it, because there are so many nuggets inside the Word that they've compiled together along with the Scriptures. But if you look in the back and you see the feature index, you can see, even as far as like family, what we'll be talking about today, that we cover a lot of different things like extended family, spiritual family, teenagers, marriage, children, grandparents. And one of the things as women of God is that we have to realize that relationships are a foundation of everything that God has created for us. And as women, many times we're so busy trying to be everything to everybody that we forget that the first person that we have to connect with and establish a relationship with is our Lord Jesus Christ, is our Father in heaven, and it is the precious Holy Spirit. And based on how you develop your relationship with the Trinity, with these three people that love you and extend themselves to you daily, your relationship with them is going to inform every other relationship that you are a part of. So when you're trying to figure out, how should I be a good daughter? How can I be a good mother? How can I be the best single woman that I could possibly be? All of that is going to be informed through the relationship that you establish with the Lord and with the Holy Spirit. It is a blessing to be able to know that you have access to them. And many of you right now, you guys are, many of just our whole society has been affected by the fact that their relationship with their earthly father was not necessarily what it needed to be in order to give them a good view of who their heavenly father is. And that's the basis, and that really is the beginning of every relationship, of every formation as a woman. So if you didn't have your father around, that affects you. If you did have your father around and he didn't do a very good job, it also affects you. And you begin to see your relationship with God through the same glasses that you see your earthly father, whether he was there or he was not there. So God is saying, my daughter, if you make up your mind to come to me, if you seek my face, I will heal and I will restore every part of the brokenness that is in your heart, in your soul, and in your mind. Hallelujah. God, I thank you right now for your presence. God is an ever-present God, and he understands the brokenness that women encounter when it comes to the family unit. Family units are not an easy thing to handle. They're not an easy thing to balance each and every day. But God gives us the grace by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he's saying to you, woman of God, the first relationship that you have to make top priority in your life is the relationship that you have with God and cultivating that relationship every single day. There must be a level of communication. There must be a level of listening. There must be a level of surrender that continues to increase throughout your life. And even when I think about the journey that I've taken as a woman, for me, of course, it started as a daughter and having to learn how to listen and how to obey. But then from there, it goes from being a daughter to learning how to be a sister, from being a sister, learning how to be a friend. How do you balance these relationships? The first part of balancing that relationship is learning how to take care of you. And the best and first way to take care of you is to develop your relationship with the Lord. That's how you begin, because if you're not taking care of that relationship, you cannot take care of any other relationship in your life. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every woman that is on this call right now, Father God. I pray, Father God, for every hurt and every brokenness that may be in their heart, in their soul, and in their mind concerning their father not being in their life. And that primary level of formation is cracked and is broken, and it's skewing the way they see God. And that is affecting all of their other family relationships because of bitterness, because of hurt, because of anger. I release the spirit of hurt. I release the spirit of anger. I rebuke every spirit, Father God, even of rejection right now in the name of Jesus. The truth of the matter is that if there is not healing in your heart and in your soul by the power of the Holy Spirit, when it comes time for you to be a daughter and in the way that you relate to your parents, your reaction is going to be skewed because of the hurt and the things that's going on the inside of your spirit. So your parents say, hey, I need you to do this. And even as a child, you can remember bucking against them or being rebellious because you didn't have the concept as a child that the Word of God says, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right, honor your father and your mother. And then you go from being a daughter to being, let's say, God transitions you into being a wife. So then how are you able to transition and say, okay, God, if I don't know how to submit to God, if I don't know how to put my life in his hands, then how can I be a submissive wife? It's very hard to make that transition because you're not always going to want to submit to your husband because you're going to feel like, well, sometimes he's wrong. Do I have to submit to him when he's wrong? Now, obviously, I'm not talking about biblical things. If your husband is asking you to sit up and smoke reefer with him, you don't have to say yes just because you're being submissive. So that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about, let's say, for example, he says, I want to start this business and I want to do this and I want to do that, and you feel like he's not ready. Well, your job is to say, okay, babe, I'm going to pray for you and I'm going to pray that God will give you wisdom, that he will show you what it is that you're supposed to do. And even if you feel like you guys are getting ready to run into a brick wall, at that moment, you're not just submitting yourself to your husband, but you're submitting yourself to God. And you're saying to God, God, I am honoring my husband as a man of God. I'm honoring him and I'm praying for him, Father, that you would teach him and show him how to be the man that you have called him to be, that you're going to give him direction, that you're going to show him what it is that you want him to do concerning this project. And Father, if this is going to cause us any hurt or any damage, I ask that you would block it in the name of Jesus and only let your perfect will be done. Every relationship in your life is going to be, it's going to be developed, it's going to be protected, and it's going to be fostered on your knees and in your relationship with God. And, of course, you're going to feel me continuing to go back to that, your relationship with God, your relationship with the Holy Spirit, your having that communication with them in prayer, because it's on your knees and in the prayer closet that God is going to show you how to deal with your husband. It's on your knees that God is going to show you and give you revelation on how to be the mother that you need to be to your children. Sometimes there are moments that as a woman, you come in the house and everybody's pulling on you. Everybody wants something, and you feel like you're about to pull your hair out. And I'm telling you that it's at those moments that what you have deposited in the spirit is what's going to come back out of you. So when you deposit and you spend that time in prayer, when you need it, that patience is going to rise up. That long-suffering is going to rise up. That meekness is going to come out of you, and you'll be able to handle the pressures of being a woman. Being a woman is no joke. And I've come to realize that now more than ever, and I think about, wow, how did my mom do it? Four children, a beginning ministry with my dad traveling a lot of the time because of the ministry. So for many, many moments, she was there by herself holding down the fort. And I say, God, how did she do it? And she always had dinner on the table, and the clothes were always clean, and everything was always washed, and the house was clean, and she was preaching at the church and dropping off dad at the airport and picking him back up and going to school and going to the recital. And she just did everything, and it seemed so effortless. But now as a mom, now as a wife, now as a sister of, you know, an adult person, my sister is now in her 20s, and she's also now a mom, and she's also a wife, so I have to learn how to relate to her in a whole new way. But watching my mom, we thought that it was effortless, and it's not. It's very difficult, and it's very hard. But as you pray and as you seek God's face every day, I tell people all the time, it's better to do a little bit every day than to do a whole lot every once in a blue moon. Why? Because it's the everyday, and it's the consistency that is going to keep you grounded. It's the everyday and that connection with God that is going to inform you on how to handle the relationship. So as a wife, you have to intercede and you have to pray for your marriage in order to see the hand of God move in your family. Maybe your husband is not where he's supposed to be. Maybe he's not a believer. Maybe he's not serving God with his whole heart. But my mother used to always tell me, it's the woman that makes the man. So as a prayer warrior and as an intercessor, you can't nag him into his position, but you can pray him into his position by the power of the blood of Jesus and getting on your knees and binding the spirit of divorce and binding the spirit of miscommunication and saying, in the name of Jesus, the kingdom of God will come into my marriage, and there will be peace, there will be love, there will be connection, there will be unity between my husband and I. And I bind every spirit of deception, every spirit of adultery, every spirit of fornication, every spirit of lustfulness that may try to attack my husband when he's at his job. You fight battles in the spirit. You have to realize that behind the scenes there's an enemy that is trying to destroy your family relationships. It's trying to destroy your family relationships. And that takes me to one of the passages that I wrote about in this awesome Bible, the Sisters in Faith Bible, and it's out of Numbers 12:13. It says, "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee." And I'm going to really kind of take this verse to apply to everything that we're talking about. It is very, very easy to become a woman that is full of bitterness when you relate to your family. There are going to be moments where your husband fails you. There are going to be moments that your parents misunderstand you or offend you by the things that they say. There are going to be times where your children hurt you by their actions, and you say, I didn't raise you this way. I didn't raise you to do the things that you're doing, and they will break your heart. In every one of your family relationships, there is the opportunity to become bitter and to become angry. Moses, this is who's speaking here in Numbers, had that opportunity when he had to deal with his brother and with his sister coming against him and questioning him as a man of God. And God was so angry at what Moses' brother and sister did against him that he was about to bring punishment to them. But even though Moses was in the right, he chose to plead for them. He chose to stand in the gap. He chose to say, Father, please have mercy. And I'm telling you today, woman of God, that there are going to be moments where you have the right to be bitter with your husband. You have the right to be angry at your parents and not talk to them because of what they did to you. You'll have the right to be angry at your sister and say, I'll never speak to her ever again because of what she did. The chance to be angry at your children. but you have the power to release them in the spirit and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to walk in bitterness. In the name of Jesus, I release them and I forgive them. Father, help me to forgive them and help me to release them in the name of Jesus. But where is this transaction going to happen? Where is this change for you going to take place? It's going to take place in the place of prayer. It's going to take place when you shut out the world and you turn off your phone and you open up your Bible and you get on your knees and you put on that worship music and you say, Father, I am here waiting to hear from you. This is what I'm going through. This is what I'm feeling. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm going through this with my husband. I'm going through that with my children. They're driving me crazy. We're going through this financially. I don't know how to be the wife that my husband wants me to be. I don't know how to be the mother that my children want me to be. I don't know how to be the sister that my sister wants me to be. I don't know how to relate to my family because there's so much chaos going on. But right now, Spirit of the living God, I ask you to come upon me and give me the grace, and give me the grace to be who you've called me to be in every family relationship that you have entrusted me with. Woman of God, God has entrusted you to be the daughter to your parents. He has entrusted you to be a wife to your husband. He has entrusted you to be a mother to your children. He has entrusted you to be a friend to every other woman of God that you call a friend in your life. But you have to guard those relationships. You have to care for those relationships. You have to be an intercessor for those relationships and pray for each and every one of them. You have to be a prophetic voice in those relationships, because God has placed you in each and every one of those relationships, just the way he placed Esther in the palace. He's placed you in those relationships for such a time as this, to put a prophetic word in your mouth concerning your children so that you can speak into their future and speak into their destiny and let them know you will not abandon the call of God that is on your life, but you will fulfill the purpose for why you were brought into this earth. You're not going to be a gangbanger. You're not going to be illiterate. You're not going to be lazy. You're not going to be a procrastinator. You will be a man and a woman of God, and you will walk with God all the days of your life, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, because you will be a man after God's own heart and walk in the Spirit. You'll be a prophetic voice to that husband. When you see him breaking down, when you see that he's crumbling under the pressure of this world, and you'll be able to go to him and say, babe, no matter what is going on, God is with us, and we're going to make it through this dark time, and he is not going to fail us. He's going to walk with us. You have the power within you through Christ to build up and maximize every relationship that God has entrusted to you. But it begins, woman of God, it begins on your knees. It begins in prayer. It begins in that sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit and coming before the throne room of God every day. And I'm telling you, I know that you're going to have to sometimes get up and sneak out of the bedroom and go into the bathroom when everybody else is asleep, because when everybody else is asleep, it's the only time that they're not asking you for something. I miss the days of being single, to be able to just go away for 3 or 4 days and not have to cook for anybody or clean for anybody or help anybody tie their shoes or, you know, help anybody go to the bathroom and just be able to lock myself away with God. But that season of my life is over for now. And it's okay, because I make the adjustments that I need to make to continue to put my relationship with God first, because I understand that my relationship with God is going to be that thread and that connection that is going to empower me to be able to be the best me that I'm called to be in every other family relationship that has been entrusted to me. So I encourage you today, woman of God, I encourage you to get renewed in the spirit of prayer, to get renewed in the spirit of seeking God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit would come upon you, and that a desire for his presence would be unleashed in your heart and in your spirit, and that you would become so thirsty and so hungry for the presence of God that nothing else will satisfy you. I pray that God will teach you how to manage and organize your time so that you always make time for the most important relationship in your life, which is the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ. And through that relationship, you're going to see your marriage flourish. You're going to see your relationships at work with your coworkers flourish, because you're going to come into those relationships with a different word, with a different encouragement, with a different just a different flavor about you. And it's going to be a flavor that brings joy and it brings peace. And you're going to be that person that people know that they can come to and that they can trust you, because you're a woman of God and you're a woman of integrity. But that woman of God and that woman of integrity is going to be formed in the secret place with God. So I pray that you are really, really encouraged today not to give up on the relationships that God has entrusted you when it comes to your family. And know that even that the ones that are the most broken, you have to be so mindful to release the hurt and release the pain and walk in the love of God, okay? I want you to go to my website if you get a chance, JoanneRosarioConjury.com, so you can find out a little bit more about the things that we're doing with the ministry. Like Michelle and Stephanie said, I do have a 40-day devotional that I released just recently called Father, Here I Am. It's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and you can get more information about that on my on the website, JoanneRosarioConjury.com. I'm on Twitter, Joanne, R-O-S-Conjury. And with the 40 days, I am doing a devotional call every morning, and we're actually, tomorrow will be day 24. So you're welcome to join us on that as well. That number is 712-432-1085, access code 759-194. But if you get on Twitter, you get my on the website, you'll be able to get that information. But I pray that you're blessed, and Stephanie, Michelle, if anybody has any questions, we can open up to questions now.
Well, let me just say this, Joanne. We'll put that information about your call, your call-in number, on our Facebook page, and we'll also put it on our Twitter page, so you all can check there if you miss those phone numbers. So I'm going to open. We have just a couple of minutes. We'll probably have time for two questions.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
Okay, ladies, we can now hear you. So does anyone have a question for Joanne?
Yeah, hi, this is Melanie. Joanne, I thoroughly enjoyed everything that you spoke on tonight, and I wanted to know, when you were talking about, you know, so many things pulling on us as women, do you have any recommended scriptures from the Bible that kind of get you through the stress of being pulled on in so many different directions?
One of the main things that I pull on is a verse that everybody knows, and it's simply this scripture: I will never leave you nor forsake you. And I think that in the moments where you're constantly being pulled left and right, the enemy wants to make you feel alone. He wants to make you feel like nobody cares about me. Nobody is concerned that they're just, you know, you just feel like everybody's being so selfish because they're putting constant demands. But when you focus on the fact that Jesus promised that he would never leave you and he would never forsake you, it helps you to understand that the creator of heaven and earth is literally in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And based on that, there is nothing. When you have that connection with him, there is nothing that you're not able to manage your way through, because he'll give you the wisdom that you need.
And I think we have time for maybe one more.
Yes. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yep, we hear you.
How are you? And it won't take a long time. I just wanted to not say a question, but just thank you for allowing God through his Holy Spirit to continue to use you in this ministry of family. I've been married 20 years just about. I have 3 children. And even in those long amounts of time, you still need you know, that encouragement to keep on going, especially when we're living in times where the face of marriage and the foundation of marriage is ever so changing in the eyes of the world. But I thank God for a woman of God like you that is standing on those principles, and especially with prayer, praise and worship, all that stuff. I just wanted to thank you for this tonight. It really blessed me.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that, and I ask all of you that are on this call that you be mindful to pray for people that are in leadership, that have strong family units, because like you just said, the enemy is trying to destroy marriage. He's trying to destroy the face of, I mean, even when you think about how men are looked at in our society, it's like the man is always being put down, especially African-American men. So we have to pray for the Creflo Dollars, and we have to pray for the T.D. Jakes, and we have to pray for the Corey Condries, that they would stay married, that they would be a great example to the men within the body of Christ, and that that the enemy would not be able to tear it down, so that there is an example for people to follow.
Well, I really want to thank you. I mean, I don't know if I know that everyone just felt it. I mean, I have tears in my eyes. You know, that's just the overwhelming, you know, anointing, Joanne, that your message. And so we all just really appreciate it, and we want to thank you for this. Just thinking about, you know, our relationships with our sisters, you know, with our fathers, you know, with our spouses, with our children, you know, just thinking about how we are entrusted with those relationships. I'm not sure I thought about it the way that you just, you know, presented it. And I think, you know, this point forward, it will be life-changing to move forward. So, ladies, we just thank you so much. Stephanie, do you have anything that you want to add? I'm not sure. We might have lost her. She's at a golf tournament.
Nope, I'm here, Michelle, and I wanted to just say, Joanne, you just don't know how much you blessed me as well. And the last lady that had a question, it's scary how connected we are, and I don't even know the lady. I've been married nearly 20 years and have 3 children, too. So
wow.
you bless us all in the same way, and God, to be able to stay in and help the husbands with the dreams, that was right on time for me specifically. So it gets scary, but God knows what we need, and you were what we needed tonight. I also want to tell you that God's going to continue blessing you as you shine that out for the rest of us. So be absolutely encouraged that, yes, you are standing there for all of us women and being an example for what the Lord wants us to sort of be. So thank you for your walk.
And please, please keep Joanne and her ministry, the Condry Evangelical Association. Please keep them on your prayer list. They're doing wonderful things throughout the whole world and bringing people together and helping them to know Christ. So, Joanne, we just thank you, and we will continue to pray with you. And, ladies, please join us next week, same time, same place.
Michelle,
yes.
With that, we have next week, don't forget for sure, it is my dear friend, Lakeeba Williams, who will be talking to us about others, and Joanne touched a little bit about that tonight, your relationships with people that aren't necessarily your family, but they sort of feel like it. So please be on the call. And one of our dear contributors, Jennifer Kitt, has a conference this Saturday. So we would love for you to go to her website. Jennifer Kitt is K-E-I-T-T. And I think she's got 20 tickets left, and maybe not even that many. But if you want another blessing on Saturday, I certainly know you want to join us. Again, we thank you and look forward to speaking to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Sis Shelley.
I don't know. I'll have to see.
right.
No. Yesterday.
Please press any key on your phone to remain in conference. please press any key on your phone to remain in conference. Please press any key on your phone to remain in conference. please press any key on your phone to remain in conference.